Welcome, dear little ones, to this special bedtime moment. It's time to snuggle up in your cozy blankets and let your eyelids gently close as we embark on a magical journey into the world of dreams. As the stars twinkle high above and the moon beams down its soft, silvery light, allow your imagination to take flight. Tonight, we have a beautiful tale to share, one that will fill your dreams with wonder and joy. But before we begin, a special gift awaits you. If you cherish these soothing stories, don't forget to download our Hush Baby Sleep app from the Apple App Store. With it, you can enjoy uninterrupted sleep sounds, free from ads, all night long, just like the peaceful night sky. Now let's dive into our enchanting story and let the dreams begin. Underwater Dreams with Mr. Fish, a bedtime story for little people. Once upon a time, in the heart of the deep blue sea, there lived a curious and friendly fish named Mr. Fish. Mr. Fish was no ordinary fish. He had a special gift. When he closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep, he embarked on incredible underwater adventures in his dreams. One starry night, as the moon cast its silvery glow upon the ocean's surface, Mr. Fish felt a familiar drowsiness wash over him. It was time for another dreamy adventure, and this time, he would explore the sparkling ocean realm. When the symphony reached its crescendo, a dazzling display of bioluminescent creatures illuminated the amphitheater. The underwater stars danced above, creating a breathtaking spectacle of light and sound. As the final notes of the symphony echoed through the water, Maestro Octavius turned to Mr. Fish and nodded in appreciation. Mr. Fish knew it was time to return to his cozy underwater home, but the memories of this enchanting dream would stay with him forever. With a heart full of gratitude, he bid farewell to the symphony of sea songs and began his journey back to reality. As he awoke, he could still hear the echoes of the ocean melodies, a reminder of the beauty that existed beneath the waves. Mr. Fish knew that his dreams were a window to a world of wonder, where the enchantment of the ocean awaited him each night. As Mr. With that thought, he closed his eyes once more, ready to explore more of the magical underwater world in his dreams. On yet another night of dreams, Mr. Fish found himself in a place of serene beauty, the enchanted underwater garden. This underwater paradise was a hidden gem, known only to those who ventured into the depths of the ocean in their dreams. In this dreamy garden, the coral formations took on the appearance of delicate flowers in full bloom, their petals swaying gracefully with the gentle ocean currents. The colors were a breathtaking array of pinks, blues, and purples, creating a kaleidoscope of beauty. As Mr. Fish swam through the garden, he noticed that the coral flowers emitted a soft, ethereal glow, casting a magical radiance upon everything around. It was a sight that filled his heart with wonder. But what truly made this garden special was its inhabitants, tiny luminescent sea fairies. Fish closed his eyes. He began to dream. These delicate beings had transparent wings that shimmered like opals, and they flitted through the coral garden like living stars. The sea fairies sang the sweetest lullabies, their voices as gentle as the ocean's caress. Their songs were filled with tales of ancient sea legends and dreams of peaceful underwater kingdoms. As Mr. Fish listened to their melodies, he couldn't help but feel a profound sense of tranquility wash over him. It was as if the very essence of the ocean was whispering soothing lullabies to his soul. One of the sea fairies, named Seraphina, approached Mr. Fish with a warm smile. She explained that the enchanted underwater garden was a place of rest and rejuvenation for the dreamers who ventured there. It was a sanctuary of peace and serenity, where the worries of the waking world melted away. In his dream, he found himself surrounded by water that shimmered like liquid diamonds. Seraphina invited Mr. Fish to join in a dance with the sea fairies. They glided through the coral garden, their movements synchronized with the gentle rhythm of the ocean. It was a dance of grace and harmony, a celebration of the beauty that surrounded them. As the night in the enchanted underwater garden continued, Mr. Fish felt a sense of calm and contentment that he had never experienced before. It was a place where time seemed to stand still, where the worries of the day faded into the background. When it was time to leave, Seraphina and the sea fairies bid Mr. Fish a fond farewell. He knew that he could return to this magical garden whenever he closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep. All around him, there were colorful coral reefs with tiny fish darting in and out, creating a mesmerizing dance of colors. As Mr. Fish awoke from his dream, he carried with him the tranquility and beauty of the enchanted underwater garden. With a peaceful heart, he knew that his dreams held endless wonders, each one a testament to the splendor of the underwater world. Mr. Fish closed his eyes once more, ready to explore more of the mesmerizing depths of the ocean in his dreams, where enchantment and serenity awaited him once more. As Mr. Fish closed his eyes for yet another night of enchanting dreams. He felt a gentle pull that led him deeper into the heart of the ocean. This time, his dream took him to a place of profound magic, the ocean's heartbeat. In this dream, Mr. Fish found himself in a vast underwater cavern, the walls of which were adorned with luminous crystals that pulsed with a soft, rhythmic light. Mr. The entire cavern seemed to come alive as the crystals swayed in time with the ocean's heartbeat, casting a warm and soothing glow. The source of the enchanting rhythm was none other than Percival, the gentle giant of the ocean. Percival was a colossal whale whose melodic songs resonated with the very pulse of the sea. His deep, resonant voice filled the cavern and created a sensation of being cradled in the ocean's embrace. As Mr. Fish swam closer to Percival, he could feel the vibrations of the whale's songs reverberating through his entire being. It was as if the ocean itself was singing a lullaby to him, inviting him to join in the melody. Percival welcomed Mr. Fish with a nod and a kind smile. He explained that the ocean's heartbeat was a place of profound connection to the sea's essence. Fish swam gracefully among the corals, marveling at their intricate shapes and vibrant hues. Here, dreamers and ocean creatures came together to celebrate the harmony of their shared home. Mr. Fish joined in the grand symphony, singing his own melodies that harmonized with Percival's powerful voice. Together, they created a duet that resonated with the ancient rhythms of the ocean. It was a song of unity and peace, a testament to the bond between the sea and its inhabitants. As the night in the ocean's heartbeat continued, more sea creatures joined the enchanting performance. Dolphins, sea turtles, and even the sea fairies from the enchanted underwater garden came to take part in the musical celebration. The cavern filled with a symphony of voices, and the crystals pulsed in response, casting an even brighter and more dazzling light. It was a mesmerizing display of beauty and unity, a reminder that all life in the ocean was connected by the heartbeat of the sea. When the performance reached its zenith, Percival and the other sea creatures bid Mr. He greeted his friends, the playful dolphins, who leaped out of the water to welcome him with joyful clicks and chirps. Fish a fond farewell. It was time for him to return to his own cozy underwater home, but he left the ocean's heartbeat with a heart filled with gratitude and wonder. As he awoke from his dream, Mr. Fish carried with him the memory of the ocean's heartbeat, a reminder of the deep and enduring connection between the sea and its dreamers. With a heart brimming with love for the ocean, he closed his eyes once more, ready to explore more of the boundless wonders that awaited him in the world of dreams. Together, they ventured deeper into the ocean, where they discovered an enchanting kelp forest. The kelp swayed gently in the underwater currents, creating a soothing, rhythmic dance. Mr. Fish and the dolphins glided through the swaying kelp fronds, feeling as though they were part of a graceful ballet. As they journeyed even deeper, they reached a magical underwater cave adorned with glistening crystals. The crystals sparkled like stars in the ocean's depths, casting a soft, otherworldly light. Mister. Fish couldn't resist swimming closer to examine their beauty up close. In the heart of the cave, they met an ancient sea turtle named Old Grandpa Turtle. He had a wise and gentle demeanor, and he shared stories of the ocean's history, tales of sunken ships, and legends of underwater treasures hidden in secret caves. Mister. Fish and his friends listened intently, captivated by the stories that seemed to come to life before their eyes. Old Grandpa Turtle's stories filled their hearts with wonder and curiosity. As the night in the sparkling ocean realm continued, Mister. Fish and the dolphins bid farewell to Old Grandpa Turtle and began their journey back to the surface. The moon's light guided them as they swam, and soon, Mister. Fish awoke from his dream, returning to his cozy underwater home. He knew that, with each night's slumber, there would be new underwater adventures waiting for him in the depths of his dreams. And as Mister. Fish closed his eyes once more. He couldn't wait to see where his next dreamy journey would take him. With a contented heart, Mister. Fish drifted off to sleep, ready to explore more of the magical underwater world in his dreams. As Mister. Fish closed his eyes once more. He felt the familiar pull of the dream world, ready for another underwater adventure. This time, he found himself in a place of wonder and enchantment, the Coral Castle. In his dream, Mister. Fish was surrounded by a breathtaking underwater palace made entirely of coral. The castle's spires reached toward the surface, creating a kaleidoscope of colors that danced in the gentle currents. It was a sight beyond imagination. Mister. Fish swam through arched corridors adorned with delicate seashells and vibrant sea anemones. He marveled at the intricate patterns etched into the coral walls, as if they were telling ancient stories of the ocean's history. As he explored deeper into the coral castle, he came upon a grand chamber, and at its center was a magnificent throne made of the finest coral. Seated upon the throne was Queen Coraline, a regal mermaid with flowing hair the color of ocean waves. Queen Coraline welcomed Mister. Fish with a warm smile and graceful gestures. She explained that the Coral Castle was a place where dreams and creativity flourished. Here, the inhabitants of the deep sea gathered to share their stories, songs, and artistry. Mister. Fish was introduced to a world of underwater artistry. He watched as dolphins painted vibrant murals on the castle walls using their tails, while schools of fish danced in perfect harmony, creating living masterpieces of synchronized movement. Queen Coraline invited Mr. Fish to join in the festivities. He swam with the dolphins, his scales shimmering in time with their graceful strokes. He listened to the enchanting songs of the mermaids and even tried his fin at painting, creating a swirling masterpiece of his own. As the night in the Coral Castle continued, Queen Coraline gathered all the inhabitants for a grand feast. Seashells filled with delicious underwater treats were passed around, and laughter echoed through the coral corridors. Mr. Fish felt a sense of belonging and camaraderie as he shared stories and laughter with his new friends. It was a night filled with creativity and celebration, a testament to the beauty of dreams. When it was time to leave, Queen Coraline gifted Mr. Fish a delicate seashell necklace as a token of their friendship. With a heartfelt farewell, Mr. Fish began his journey back to his own cozy underwater home, where he would awake from his dream. As he opened his eyes, he clutched the seashell necklace in his fin, a tangible reminder of the magical adventure he had just experienced. With a contented heart, he knew that his dreams would always carry him to extraordinary places, each one more enchanting than the last. Mr. Fish closed his eyes once more, eager to dive into another night of dreams, where the wonders of the underwater world awaited him once more. In the deep of the night, Mr. Fish's slumber carried him to another captivating underwater dream. This time, he found himself in a vast and magnificent underwater amphitheater known as the Symphony of Sea Songs. As Mr. Fish swam into the grand amphitheater, he was greeted by the harmonious sounds of ocean music. It was a mesmerizing orchestra composed of sea creatures, each contributing their unique talents to create a symphony of melodies that echoed through the underwater realm. The conductor of this enchanting orchestra was none other than Maestro Octavius, a wise and jovial octopus with 8 graceful arms that moved in perfect rhythm. His baton danced through the water, guiding the musicians in a choreographed dance of sound. Dolphins leaped gracefully, their bodies creating arcs of water that added percussion to the symphony. Schools of fish swirled in intricate patterns, producing harmonious tunes with their synchronized movements. Even the sea anemones contributed with their gentle swaying. Mr. Fish watched in awe as the symphony unfolded before him. He was entranced by the melodies that seemed to fill every corner of the underwater amphitheater. It was a symphony of joy and wonder, a celebration of the beauty of the ocean. Maestro Octavius noticed Mr. Fish's admiration and invited him to participate in the grand performance. Mr. Fish joined the orchestra, his scales shimmering as he swam in time with the music. Together, they created melodies that resonated with the very soul of the sea. As the night in the symphony of sea songs continued, the music grew more enchanting. The underwater creatures sang songs of the deep, tales of underwater treasures, and stories of love and friendship. It was a magical experience that touched Mr. Fish's heart. The end of our sleep story is here. Thank you, dear little dreamers, for embarking on this enchanting journey into dreamland tonight. Don't forget our Hush Baby Sleep app on the Apple App Store for uninterrupted serenity, ideal for infants, newborns, and toddlers. Sweet dreams and sleep tight.